RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
A few minutes after 8 o'clock, we're back for hour two of Tee to Green. We're live on the air here on WGR and on Facebook Live on our Tee to Green page. We're waving to you right now if you're watching.
We're relying on the camera microphone, so don't complain. All right.
I know.
I didn't bring the boom mic today.
Oh, jeez.
So
Kevin.
I know.
Kevin.
I was more telling you guys not to complain today.
Well, we just did on
Sorry.
The air. Anyway, we're with you for another hour here. It's Masters Week, as we do for Majors Weeks. We go for the extra hour, and we appreciate you being with us. And as we said, we're live at Tantara Golf Club here in North Tonawanda. And speaking of Tantara, the man with many titles, Don Schneider, PGA Professional, Membership Director, Director of Golf, runs the junior camp in the summer.
Best-looking dude at the table.
Best-looking dude at the table, that's right.
That's debatable, but
as he is
I
here.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Don, thanks for having us. We always love coming over here, as we were talking about in the first hour. We're a big fan of being here inside the bar, restaurant, pub. It's a fun place, definitely, to be in here. Especially when, you know, coming in a nice warm day of golf, coming inside and a lot of people are hanging around the bar. It's a fun time in here.
Yeah, we like to think it's the best private club bar in Western New York. So that's our signature.
I think
where we start. Yes.
I think you're fair boasting that.
Yep.
You know, I think you're not going to get any arguments here.
Yeah, really, really nice spot
to be
in.
If it's not the best, it's in the top two. How's that?
I'll take that.
Absolutely. Well, it's Masters Week, so we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about the Masters here coming up, Don, in just a few moments. But just a couple of things on Tantara for those that might be seeing it here for the first time on Facebook Live on our Tee to Green page. But why don't you just talk a little bit about your role here and just some of the things. I know there's some exciting opportunities coming up here this year in 2018.
Sure. You know, a couple of big things happened here through the off season. We've had change in management. We've got a brand new GM, Ann Lund. Members are going to love her. My role has changed a little bit. I've taken on another hat, as you mentioned, as director of golf as well. So we're busy. An exciting thing that's happening is it's a 50th anniversary for us this year. And so we've got some things planned for you, some merchandise coming in with some secondary logos. And so We're really excited about that. As far as, you know, promotion goes, and, you know, we kind of came up with something actually as late as last evening and worked hard on it. And what we're trying to do is we're going to introduce something brand new, and it's a 2018 summer preview membership. And basically, we're not looking for any commitment whatsoever. We're gonna look for some new blood to come in, and you know, no strings attached type of thing. So, you know, I'd be happy to at any time to share that with anybody via telephone number or you know, email. Either way, and then we've got the other things we've worked on is PGA Junior League. We've added. We're thrilled about that. We're putting together a team that'll be open up first to members. The guy sitting across from me here, Brian Koziel, his son Jack is already in, so he's ready to go.
Wait,
so,
I want him on my team.
No, it's too late. I'm sorry, we signed him. Signing bonus.
It's like like travel hockey now, right? You got to signing contracts with kids, right?
Yeah. We gave him a little signing bonus. Nobody knows about that, but you know,
Jack, you can eat all the mac and cheese you want.
That's right.
That's the signing bonus.
The only caveat with Jack, I had a little discussion with him. I said, you know, you got to do a little better in that drive, chip, and putt this year because Dad wants to go back to the Masters again. So
that's right. That's right.
He really enjoyed it this year, but he wants to go again, and free would be good too. So
that's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I will vouch, since you brought it up with my son, that I just think I always brag about the wonderful job that you guys do here with the junior golfers. I mean, the fact that that's why I love volunteering to help out with you guys, because it is a rewarding thing. Not only getting a chance to, you know, maybe look over and see how my son's enjoying it, which is great for me, but getting to meet all the young juniors and how excited they are here. I know that's a rewarding day for you too.
Oh, it's great. I love working with juniors. I've got a pretty long history with junior golf, and it's different with kids. You're molding them, you know, and it's you know, our as you know, Jeff and I, we give lessons as PGA professionals, and you know, you've got that lesson in the book that we're looking at, and you know, we're going to help anybody we can, the best we can. But you know, you've got a guy that's played golf for 20 years, and you know, we're gonna try to make a few subtle changes, and we're not going to reinvent the wheel with that kind of guy. But with junior golf, it's awesome because you know, they're all ears. There's no hangups.
They're just having fun.
Yeah, they're having fun.
They run between shots, and you know, they're just happy to be out there, and the joy of the game is there in the kids still. They haven't had all the scars that we have from the
scars
and stuff, but but it is neat. And as PGA pros, you know, it's a large part of your job is running junior programs. Yep. That PGA Junior League is, in my mind, one of the coolest things going. And just if you're listening anywhere, look it up. Go online and just look at the video, what the PGA Junior League does, and it's really, really, really cool, and it's a great way to introduce kids to golf. They don't have to be good. They just want to have fun playing golf.
And the nice thing is you're introducing them to golf through PGA professionals in a league. They're on a team, like they're on T-ball. They get a jersey with a number on it. And the best part, you don't have to teach them. Right? I mean, anybody who's coached their kid anything, it's not the easiest thing to do.
And it's a scramble format, so you hit a bad shot, it's not, you know how it is when you're playing.
Sure.
If you're not a golfer, it makes it more fun, takes some of the pressure off. And then if you do well, you know, there's chances to advance. Yeah, I know we're going to have lots of regional, national things as far as that goes, too. So it's really, really neat. You're going to have a team?
Yep, definitely going to have a team. We're going to be in what's called the Buffalo North Division, and we're working on that right now as far as scheduling, and so that'll get out soon.
So we might have to compete against Jack?
I'm afraid so. Yeah. That's very.
You got to work on your signing bonuses over there at Glen Oak, Jeff. I mean,
I'll make the schedule on Koziel's on vacation.
That's right. That's
now,
right.
Talk about the. We'll get your picks on the Masters too, but talk about the non-committee, like what you were talking about before. It sounds like it's an opportunity to come and try, kind of before you buy type thing. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes, exactly. What we decided to do is that typically when you join any private club, you have a commitment of at least 12 months and maybe more than that. So, you know, what we thought we would do is, you know, our slogan is, you know, give us the summer and we'll show you why Tanterra should be your home for your golf. And so we're confident in that the changes we've made, and we're upgrading a lot of things, that people will have a great time here. We've got a really active club here. We've got men's and both men's and ladies' leagues. And we've got, as Brian's talking about, and we're talking about junior golf, you know, junior golf programs. You know, the whole thing is in the atmosphere. You know, we talk about the bar here and, you know, what a great bar it is in it. It really is true. If you ever get an opportunity to, you know, just spend some time here in the dining room, it's really a laid-back atmosphere, casual.
It's open to the public, right?
Well, we're, you know.
Or not.
We're private.
Well, it is now, Jeff. There you go.
Yeah, no. But our hope is that, you know, we can get some new people in here, and then what'll happen is, like you said, Kevin, it's a no commitment thing, no strings attached. You come in here and maybe you play for the season, and then I would probably have a chat with you at the end of that, and hope that you stay. And so that's kind of how it works. Yes.
I just want to, you know, for those of you, like, you're going to pay dues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a freebie here around. No, you know, it's the commitment, like you're being locked. I think it's a nice idea for those who haven't been a member of a club or
right.
have been thinking about it, and they maybe have this image in their mind. It's just more comfortable here.
Yes.
It's a golfer's club, and it's a welcoming atmosphere. Sure.
And I always, just from playing here, it is very welcoming. The entire staff and what Don and the rest of the staff do here, it always makes you feel welcome, whether it's my wife coming in or my son coming in, or even at times, you know, when you bring a guest in to play or to be here for a meal or something, I always say that that's part of it. Now, what's also unique about maybe being a member here at Tantera, where I am, and Kevin, who's over at Fox Valley, is that those two, in addition to with Briarwood, part of our home club sponsorship here of TD Green, is that I know Kevin can come over here and play Tantera, and I can go and play with Kevin at Fox, and also Briarwood, where we're going to also be for one of our shows here coming up soon. There's a tie-in with all three.
Correct. Yeah, we all three clubs are owned by Corporation CBIG, and CBIG owns actually 24 properties. But us three in Buffalo, we refer to each other as sister clubs, and absolutely, I mean, you know, that's unique. Nobody else can really offer what we're doing. You know, if you're a member here at Tantera, you've got the ability to play Fox Valley and Briarwood, and it's just a simple phone call. You know, you're treated as a member when you go to the other clubs as well. So, you know, you want to mix it up. You want a little bit of variety. You know, maybe perhaps we've got an event here. Maybe it's the club championship, and you're not that kind of guy that cares about that competitive environment, but you're going to be blocked out that week because of what's going on. So, all right, maybe we can get to one of our other clubs. It's a nice benefit. There's also amenities at the other clubs that can be used. So if somebody wants to use a pool at the other clubs or the tennis courts.
The famous bowling alley at Briarwood.
Yeah, the famous bowling alley.
Right. There's a pond also. That's probably good for you right now.
A pond would be good for you. Or we have a canal across the street
pond.
Here,
yeah.
too. Yeah. So.
Well, the other nice thing, too, you mentioned 24 properties.
Yeah.
For those who like to travel in the winter to warmer places, there are opportunities to get on those golf courses when you talk to your pro. Your
yeah, absolutely.
Golf, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we just had one of Brian's former teachers, fellow teachers, T.J. Geraci, just came back from Arizona. So one of our clubs down there is Moon Valley. I was lucky enough to play there in November with our CBIG sponsorship trip. It's a beautiful golf course. And so if, you know, in the winter months you're going to get away, what's really cool about that is it's a cart fee is all it is. So, you know, you contact me or Marie at Fox or Ron at Briarwood and say, hey, we're going to Arizona. Can you get us on anywhere? Yeah, we got a couple courses
right.
there. And it's reasonable, and you're going in there kind of like a member.
Right, yeah. You know, instead of spending $200 plus a round, when you include everything into it, you pay a cart fee.
Yeah, cart fee.
That's
might
awesome.
Be 25 bucks, right?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. Don Schneider from Tantera here as we, of course, live at Tantera Golf Club here on TD Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas. Okay, so as I was saying, too, the access to having being able to play these three golf courses, what I like is that they all play differently. How about just a thought on even just what you like about playing Tantera here and then maybe even just those differences, too, with the other two?
Yeah, absolutely. They're much different. Tantera is I'd like to call it user-friendly. You know, it's walkable too, so for that person that doesn't want to ride, they don't have to. You know, it's optional here now. I know that's a concern sometimes that people want the exercise part of it as well. And then you know, we're There's enough trouble here. There's enough length here, but it's nothing too hidden. Nothing. There's a one dog leg on 11 that you got to kind of know where to hit it. But outside of that, it's pretty much in front of you. It's in great condition always.
It's always, yeah. What I like too. Well, what I like and don't like is that there's not tricks here. Like if you mess up, it's on you. Like there's never confusion of what do I do here, sort of. Mm-hmm. Though I like that, and I like to hit driver, which is fun to do here too. But usually, if I mess up, I'm not sitting here yelling at the course like you might. This is kind of, you know, it's a good opportunity too. When you play well, you're going to score well.
It's usually never the course's fault.
Sometimes
not with you, I'm just saying.
Sometimes I like to blame the course, but even though I know it might be me anyway, but no,
somebody, right?
Yeah, I like hitting. You know, it's fun to hit driver. Part of the reason we play golf is for fun things like hitting driver, and here there's an opportunity to do that quite a bit. I like it. So.
I mean, you know, in 11 last year in our Michelob Ultra match, I did try to go over stuff. You know, I didn't hit a great drive.
I think we lost that hole.
Yeah, we did lose it. Well, how did we lose the hole? Was it Nate chipped in from off the back of the green for birdie? It was ridiculous. Like. Everything went right for them. The gods.
We were gracious hosts. That's what I like to say.
Yes, we played corporate golf.
That's right. Absolutely. Don Schneider with us here, PGA member and membership director of golf here at Tantara Golf Club. As we get going here, a few minutes left with Don.
Pimento cheese
tomorrow. Uh-huh. Pimento cheese sandwiches will be here, right?
Yeah, come on down. If you know, it's really we'd like to be playing, but I don't know about you guys, but this is the one tournament that. I've got to watch.
Yes.
And I won't be here tomorrow, sorry, because I'll be in my man cave. And it's just, don't bother me, right? So, but our staff will be here. Other people will be here. And they'll be serving right off the menu that is at the Masters, and including the prices that are dirt cheap.
So, that's right.
Yeah.
The $1.50 pimento cheese sandwich is exactly what it is at Augusta.
Yes. Yep.
So, very nice.
You would know.
That's right. Yeah, I was just, and I had one.
Mm-hmm. Brian's going to come here and eat 10 of those tomorrow.
That's right.
What does the John Daly come with? A fender bender in the parking lot? Or
It's an alcoholic mix.
Speaking of Daly, yes. Speaking of Daly, as I drove out, 7:30-ish maybe, as I was driving out of the course at night, there is, shocking, right? About a half a mile down the road, out of the gates, there is an establishment that John Daly has been known to hang out with, and there was a big tent set up in the parking lot, and it says "John Daly here today, signing autographs."
Yeah, with his tour bus.
His tour bus.
He's got the big tour bus.
He got hurt.
I thought he jumped out of the way. I can't see him jumping.
He jumped out of the way and hurt his ankle or knee.
Oh, well, I can see that. Yeah,
he didn't leap far.
I was going to say, it's more like a head movement.
We're going to get to our tip of the week here in a moment. Don, how can they contact you here?
Best way, well, there's two ways. Email, of course, and that's dschneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, at tanteragc.com. Or obviously by phone, 716-694-0366, extension 105. And I'd be happy to return any phone call or email that comes through. I'm here a bunch. I'm not hard to find.
All right. If
you want to, you know, he's the guy who will be taking all handicap complaints this year. As director of golf, right?
Yeah, that's going to probably fall on my lap as well.
Yeah, that's the one like, no. Johnson boys here again with their handicap.
The PGA professional is merely an advisor to a handicap committee. That's an amateur body. The USGA oversees all handicap.
Oh.
Correct. We just shoved that onto the committee.
Yeah, we administer it, but they're in charge.
Very nice, very
Thanks
nice.
Thanks for that, Jeff. That reminder.
Have that line ready. Give him a little card. Don can just say
you can
that
tell
back.
I've said
when
that a couple times,
in.
Can't you? Yeah.
Can you email me something that I can put on the counter that states this?
That's right.
That'd be okay.
I like the way that says. Let's get our Western New York PGA tip of the week in here. It's brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal: promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Jeff and Don here, being our professionals, let's talk about what we're going to see quite a bit here over the weekend at the Masters as we watch putting on fast greens. Don, why don't we start with you? What are some of the approaches you might take as you stand over a very fast putt?
Yeah, fortunately, we're never going to see those kind of speeds here. And, you know, there's a lot of undulations there that you know better than I. You just came back. The one tip that I use when I teach, particularly when it's a downhill putt, is don't put it in on the sweet spot of the putter. You know, putt it off the toe a little bit. And that'll take a little speed, a little pace, a little roll out of it. I think that helps a lot. And really, I think obviously, if you're going to play in a tournament, and hopefully the practice green is, you know, similar to what you're going to be playing out there. Well, you know, I, what I watch in golf is that, you know, a member may come out and, hey, I got a 9 o'clock tee time and I arrive at 8:45 and let's go. And really, we're all going to play better golf if, you know, we hit a couple of balls. But that last step needs to be the practice putting green. And if you can just roll a few and get the pace, that you're just going to play much better golf.
Yeah, those downhill putts are tricky. A lot of it is because of the fear factor involved of running it too far by. What I found is if you're trying to make downhill putts, a lot of it is getting that ball started on the correct line. You know, if you can get that blade square to your target, so alignment would be key when you're setting up to hit these putts. I'll use the side stamp on the golf ball to make sure I know where my blade is aimed and where I'm going to start the putt. And then a really quiet lower body. Most golfers I see will tend to move their lower body, their knees will move or their hips will move throughout their putting strokes. So make sure you have a real stable base. I like to take practice swings. Yesterday I'm watching the Masters. I got my butt up against the wall and I got my putter in my hand in a good posture, making sure my eyes are over the putter or the golf ball. And I take a lot of practice strokes, just keeping my butt against the wall because it keeps my lower body really, really stable. And that allows my blade to stay square. You know, there's not that extra movement. It doesn't take much movement to hit a really fast putt offline. You want that blade square. And also people will tend to, they'll kind of ginch or decelerate. Not, you know, they won't make their normal stroke through it. You can make a normal stroke, just make a shorter normal stroke. For a real short putt, you just have a real short backswing, a real short follow through, and really keep that blade as square as possible. And the last tip I would give is don't peek. I mean, peeking sounds like, well, yeah. But when your head starts to move or you start to rotate your body in order to look at where that putt went, sometimes it'll affect the blade on down the line there. So keep your body stable, eyes, you know, in a normal golf swing, some of the worst advice is to keep your eye on the ball or look, you know, keep your head down. On a putt, yeah, you do want to keep your head quiet and your eyes focused where maybe the ball was until a half count after the ball's gone before you even start to turn your head. But, yeah, if you can keep that blade square at home, if you have something where you can just hit three-footers, or I'll use the lines on the hardwood floors to help my blade alignment, you know, put something as a target and line up the line of my putter. Things like that will help you make more downhill putts. And as Don said, go to the green and make a few short putts and a couple downhill putts so you've seen those putts go into the hole before the round starts, so there's a little bit of confidence. Hey, I made four or five of these in the practice green. This is nothing. I'm just going to rip this one in. So, yeah, don't putt scared.
I want to convince the men's club at Fox Valley to have stimp meter day, mm-hmm. the term where we get up to 13. Because some of the, yeah, right, yeah, some of the greens there.
You wouldn't have any grass the next day.
All right, well, maybe 12, okay? I mean, but, you know, I'm just thinking that, you know, some of the holes, like 11, for example, you put that pin in the right in the middle of the green, that could be very difficult. The downhill putts, phew, off the green.
You may not keep it on the green.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, but a little something different. Do it once, you
and
know?
You'll have Masters pace of play 5.5 hours for 5 hours and 22 minutes for a round then.
Yeah, but listen, you change it up and have a little fun, Jeff. Come on now.
I don't like slow play.
All right, well.
Did you see it took 5 hours and 22 minutes for the last group to play their round yesterday with the Masters?
You have a max. I don't know. A max four putt.
Like we do at the Duster Challenge.
And that's not even four players, by the way.
Yeah, that's three. Threesomes. Yeah, that's most. They never send them out in fours.
Yeah, yeah, maybe we get the stimp at 13 for the Duster Challenge this year at Fox. That'd be 15th hole.
An idea, man.
That's right. Everybody's got ideas. Don, thanks so much. Again, the summer preview membership here, no commitments, no strings attached. That offer goes till July 15th, correct?
Correct. Yes, it would start anytime as soon as the weather turns around. And it actually looks like next weekend we're into the 50s and pushing 60. I know you're chomping at the bit. You sent me a text from the Masters saying, hey, we're going to be playing. And I said, looks like middle of the month, but that's only next week.
Don't you love those texts? Yeah, you can. Are you open tomorrow?
Yeah, when you open.
Well, there's 4 inches of snow today.
How come the range isn't open? Because we'll plug every range ball. Well, not today though. It's frozen.
But. Yeah, we're talking about speed of greens, and I'm looking in the parking lot, and I see ice. So I'm guessing that the practice green's pretty quick right now. So
when I text Don, that's not the annoying member text. That's the show research text.
Yeah,
that's what it really was for. Gotcha. So I knew what to.
Sometimes we're talking hockey.
That's right. That's right. Don, sometimes I get I get a lot of those sympathy texts on Sabres night. Be like, oh, sorry about that. You got to stick with this one. But anyway, you can contact Don here at Tantera, 694-0366, extension 105. Or you can even, if you want to send me a tweet at BrianWGR saying, hey, I want to know more about Tantera, I'll make sure that I get that information to Don as well. Don, thanks so much
awesome.
For having us here today.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
for being
it.
Here.
Don Schneider, membership director, PGA Pro, director of golf, the man that does everything here at Tantera. As always, a warm welcome here as we are at the Tantera Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Okay, when we come back, more on the Masters and more on just what's locally going to be coming up here in Western New York. Also, we talked drive, chip, and putt. If you didn't know about the results from one of our local Buffalo players that was there, Lily Zhang, we'll tell you how she did. She actually won one of the divisions, so we'll go through those details when we return here. On Tee to Green, live at Tantera here in North Tonawanda. Thanks for being with us. PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Koziel. It's Tee to Green on Facebook Live, Tee to Green, and on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
It is time for the PGA Tour Champions Tour Report. No official PGA Tour Champions Tour event this week because of the Masters. And many of the past champions are PGA Tour Champions players. A couple of the names that have made it through right now, the best player of the Champions Tour players, Vijay Singh.
Vijay.
Is tied 55
for... 55 years old.
Yeah, tied for 23rd. He's plus one. So I guess you could argue that, you know, he's still around. I mean, I wouldn't say he's going to win, but Fred Couples, who seems to always play well.
Boom, boom.
He's tied for 28th. Just one back of Vijay. He's at plus two. And you mentioned it earlier, Kevin, worth mentioning again. Marco Mira missed the cut and did announce that this will be his last Masters that he participates in as a player.
34 Masters that he competed in, won 98. He won the Masters and the Open Championship in 98.
Yeah, won that great, made that great putt on 18 to win the Masters.
That's right, yeah.
Player of the Year that year. Won two majors that year. He was good.
Yeah.
Him and Tiger were rolling at that point. They were buddies.
They were buddies, yeah.
I mean, they're still buddies, but they were really close.
Well, you know what? I don't think they talk anymore.
Really?
Because actually, Marco Mira's wife is one of the ones quoted in the book.
Oh.
You know, that new book out about Tiger and just how... you know, real quick, and then we'll get to the rest of the leaderboard, how they went to a cocktail party when Tiger was real young, hanging out with him, and he turned to her and just said, how do I know who to trust? And it was just one of those revealing moments how, you know, Tiger lived this cocooned life leading up to, you know, becoming a pro, and, you know, he didn't have real-world experience, frankly, on how do you decipher which people you can trust and which people you can't.
Yeah,
which yeah, I just thought it was an interesting comment. So anyhow,
yeah. So Singh Couples, they make it through. Singh plus one, Couples plus two.
Who doesn't love Freddie Couples? By the way, he is the coolest guy on earth.
What
close? Maybe Jose Mariola Thobel's pretty cool, but Freddie's close.
When I was saying earlier in the show about following Tiger on Monday down at Augusta, he's with Justin Thomas and Fred Couples. I mean, obviously the world wants to see Tiger out on the course there, but. There were just as many people that are excited to see Couples taking pictures, yelling out Freddie's name. And, I mean, he as he's walking down the fairway, he's doing his back stretches and everything that he always
does.
Did he
put his leg up on the bag?
Yeah. Yep. There's a couple times, too.
Yeah.
While the other guys were getting ready to tee off, he would just lift one of his legs, like, up in the air, you know.
Apparently, like, he's struggling with his back. He's played in one event this year or something, and he's lost a bunch of weight trying to get his back. He's struggled with that his whole life.
Then he got invited to play with Tiger and Phil on Tuesday. Phil wore the long-sleeve dress shirt. Kevin, I'm looking forward to your thoughts on that in a minute. But Tiger and Phil apparently now are tighter, as tight as they've ever been. They invite Freddie, and Freddie goes out and gets the youngster Thomas Peters to play with him. Freddie said they were up two after two, but then he said then Tiger and Phil poured it on, and I'm sure at some point there was some exchange of some money at the end.
Tiger said there was an appearance fee.
Big point.
So,
that's a great line.
It's a great line. Yeah, he has a big smile. There's an appearance
so
fee.
So Mickelson shows up in essentially a button-down dress shirt and said he wanted to try it out, and Tiger said, oh, all he's missing was the tie.
Which is a great line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different look.
Yeah,
it is a different look. I mean,
it looked like he just came from work and didn't have a golf shirt. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I thought.
Like, hey, I'm late for my tee time.
Yeah.
I don't have time
I'll
to change.
This. Yeah.
I'll just wear this.
But you know, it's the same kind of fabric, long sleeve. You know, button down. I know Link Soul and Puma have the full length button down.
As even does
the
Donald shorts. Ross.
Yes, Donald Ross does too. That's
good
correct.
Good looking ones, yeah.
We'll have to get those and test them out. Did you hear that, Donald Ross? We'll have to test those babies out.
Back here, go ahead.
You know, it'll work. And I think it's for that reason to go from the boardroom, right to the golf course. Boom, right there. You're ready to rock and roll.
That's right. 8:39 here, the time on Tee to Green with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colzio, live here on WGR. And hello to those of you watching on Facebook Live on our Tee to Green page.
It's on Kevin Sylvester's page. If you're not a friend of mine on Facebook, sorry.
You're missing out, too.
I could have changed it around there, but I was too lazy.
So it's not on the Tee to Green page.
It's on Kevin Sylvester. If you're one of my friends on Facebook, you're watching. Sorry. I can change that in the next break, but I'd have to get up out of
it's too late now.
I'd have to get up out of the chair.
We've got 20
here.
Minutes of the show.
We have to get our revised picks coming up.
When did the revised picks start?
Well, we do it every year.
That's right.
The midpoint.
We'll get to that in our last segment. But let's talk about some of these other names besides Reed and Leishman here at the top. The next six, you've got Stenson, McIlroy, Spieth, Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
And then Fowler, Bubba Watson, Rose are a part of that group. Oosthuizen, I mean, these are all major winners in here that have won one or multiple majors. Now, the only one in this group that has won the green jacket is Spieth and Bubba Watson. Bubba, who was my pick, by the way, quietly has gotten himself right there. He's tied for eighth, and he shot 3 under yesterday.
Yes. Well, I think my pick is third.
McIlroy.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, I think what's the history at the Masters? If you're more than six back at the weekend, it's been very, very difficult. It's been 20 years or something since someone's come from more than six back to win the Masters over the weekend.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's only two guys. They got a bit of a cushion. So if both of them come back to the field, it definitely brings a few more people in. And there are a ton of people at the top of this board who,
Well, look what happened yesterday. Spieth, we thought maybe he was going to run away with it. I know it was only round one, but he came back. He had a tough start. And, I mean, all it takes is one bad hole from Reed, and then that whole big group there, they got to feel like they're essentially tied for the lead at that point.
So if you could pick a player now, who do you think? I mean, at the halfway point, I'd still go with my guy, Rory McIlroy. I think he's in a position right now where after his first round, I thought was a telling comment, that now I'm in a position where I don't have to press as much or try, I can be a little bit more patient out there. And I think that affords him an opportunity, or any of those guys that had a good start to, when you're in a position, make the bogey instead of trying to hit the hero shot and end up making a big number or something.
When you look at the leaders real quick here, I don't see Patrick Reed falling that far back today.
He's a confident man.
Yeah. Leishman I do, because I've seen this movie before with Mark Leishman, where he plays well Thursday, Friday, and then you get to moving day, and he doesn't make the move.
Didn't he make a playoff in the British Open or something? He did, or finished second. He's had some good events in majors.
He's a world-class player, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
Right? I mean, you see him in
they all are.
Yeah. He's a very good player. I have my doubts about him on this weekend. I don't about McIlroy. I don't about Spieth. It's moving day here. You're going to see those two guys make a move. You'll see Oosthuizen make a move today.
He does well here always.
He does well here except for the back nine on Sunday. And he finished second here.
How about DJ?
He was 4 under yesterday. Johnson was.
Yeah, he had a good day.
Yeah.
He's -3 now for the tournament, 6 behind Reed.
I never considered
him a guy that could win here or beat Cray well here, because I'd never trust his putting on these greens, but maybe he had it going yesterday.
I don't think he's known for his putting, but I don't think he's a poor putter.
No, he's not a poor putter. His wedge game, he's improved so much in his wedge play, and that's what puts him there. Bubba Watson would not surprise. Justin Rose making a move. This is why.
Justin Rose. Yeah.
What's the best?
This afternoon is going to be unbelievable. Yeah. It should be, as far as moving day is concerned, with that group of 5 to 10 players behind the leaders that can all make that push. And Tiger and Phil go out early to make a pace. They're supposed to have weather there. Today.
Yes.
Right?
Today is the day that they said that there will be
rain. And I had heard it might be tough to play today.
Wind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that would be disappointing. Obviously, we'd like to see him play.
Yeah, that would be an advantage for Reed, I would think, because he's a Texas guy, plays in the wind, coming up in the wind.
Played at Augusta State, by the way.
Yes.
Too.
So
he knows that.
I think if it gets tough conditions, I would think that would benefit Patrick Reed.
Well, the radar shows that rain is coming to Augusta, so that there it's
is there 60, any yellow or red in there?
62 right now. But rain is supposed to be on the way, and in the early morning here, it says that, or excuse me, in the afternoon where these guys will be teeing off, it says 90% chance of rain at 2, 3, and 4 p.m.
Wow. Is there thunder in it, or if they no, can play
does,
in rain?
Does not say anything about thunder. So it will be raining this afternoon when these guys tee off.
Well, that could help them. As far as receptive greens,
it looked like it was firming up the golf course. I mean, you know, the high def TVs, you get to see how the greens they looked a little. Because somebody said they were crunchy at the end of the day. There, he probably got pulled aside too
for his choice of words.
Yeah.
We don't use the word crunchy.
They don't get crunchy here.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. What's the best story? McIlroy finishing the Grand Slam
of the upper group.
We know coming in that maybe Tiger getting a comeback that maybe would have. Probably we all would agree would have been the best story. But now that maybe he's out of, in terms of winning content, is McIlroy the Grand Slam the best?
Yeah, getting all four majors. I think he'd be the second youngest, right?
Yeah. How about Fowler getting his first?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, you've got in that group of guys who haven't won a major. You've got Reed, Leishman. You've got Ricky Fowler. Who hasn't
would Finau win on one ankle? It's been a great story.
Finau would be a great story too. Just how the guy hits the golf ball. Oosthuizen would be. I mean, there's so you could make a case for.
I don't want Oosthuizen to win. That's not a good.
I think Louis is a great. You know what? He's a great guy. He's got an unbelievable swing, but he's trouble finishing for sure. Spieth winning again. I think
that's a horses for courses thing right there, isn't it?
I think Spieth winning would be incredible. As far as a little redemption when he almost had a second green jacket and threw it away at 12 essentially.
So aren't Spieth four? Like he's finished first, second, and 11th or something in the last four Masters.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And he should have won the year that Willett won. We know
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
I like the Rory McIlroy story. I like completing the career Grand Slam at Augusta.
Be a redemption for him too.
Right.
He had that terrible start to his back nine that year. He was winning. He put that shot on 10 into the houses.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I don't laugh. I've.
Well, no,
like
that's the one thing about the Masters too, for all of us golfers out there in a play course and you hit a bad shot, you're like, oh, I know better than that. These guys know not to do it, but they're going for it. You have to go. Mark Leishman said it the other day. In order to win out here, at some point you have to go for it. You've got to take the risk. You've got to make it happen, and.
That's what he did on 15.
Right. He goes, and that's the way I play golf. Like, I'm not out here just to. I mean, you, at some point, you got to decide, I'm going to win this. Phil Mickelson, right, from the Pine Straw at 13, the one here.
Yeah.
It's the greatest shot of his life, right? At some point, you got to decide, I'm going to try and win this golf tournament. Sergio last year at 15 with the Eagle. I'm going to try and win here.
There's so many good storylines that could end up happening. To me, if Fowler has a chance to win down at the end, I feel like that's what I'd be pulling for because. For me, being there this week and seeing these golfers and their appreciation for this week and giving back to the game and doing all the right things, I feel like Fowler does that every week.
He's
a great ambassador for the sport. He deserves to have his major by now, and I think this would be a spot. If he has a chance, even if McIlroy and Spieth and these other great stories are around, if Fowler is there tomorrow afternoon, like I feel like that'll be the thing I'll be pulling for.
Yeah, he comports himself. Everybody likes Ricky Fowler, as I think everybody likes Rory McIlroy. I think he comports himself well. Speaking of great things, is they're going to have that women's amateur championship the week before.
Yeah.
So now you're going to have a 4-day women's amateur championship. The 72 best women amateur players in the country get to compete at Augusta. Finish on Saturday, drive, chip, and putt on Sunday. Event begins on Monday. The Masters has done lots to grow golf.
Can I get tickets for the women's am?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Way to see the course. Absolutely.
I'd offer to broadcast it for free. I think it's very cool
that
they're doing that because of all the – you think about the history of Augusta National and the heat they got from Martha Burke back in the day.
Yeah. They've changed.
They've totally changed. And now to really a leap forward here. Maybe this is a prelude to a women's Masters.
Well, I think they're going to keep it amateur. I think it's just because they don't have an amateur outreach. Masters has a tradition of supporting amateur golf.
Yeah.
Give the women the best place to play a women's amateur event. It'll be the best women's amateur event in the world.
But why wouldn't you have a women's Masters? Why not have a professional women's Masters?
I don't know. I think they'd have too many events then. I think they're just.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. I think this may be a prelude to it. You're saying that for the best women amateurs. What about the best players in the world right now? who don't get to compete.
They have
there.
Five majors already. That's why I don't think it would happen.
Right,
and the PGA just got involved with running their major,
sure.
one of their majors also. So
you'd have to eliminate one. Yeah, good point.
Yep.
Speaking of great young women, let's congratulate Lily Zhang from Williamsville?
Park Club, yeah.
Yeah,
and
we Park
last
Club.
Year. Yep.
She participated in the finals in the girls 7-9 division, and she finished fifth overall, but she won the driving
That's awesome.
Competition. She got the highest score, so she won the driving competition.
And she's
at Augusta.
She's not a big kid either. If you know Lily, she's a little, and she's got a great heart for golf. Yeah, she's someone you're going to be watching for a while
cool.
in Western New York. Yeah.
Yes, congratulations, Lily. Very cool. That drive, chip, and putt is
the
just,
greatest.
It is so fun. It really is.
It's hard not to get choked up.
Sergio was there Saturday night for their dinner. Was there, and then you saw some of the other pros come in and cheer the kids. I mean, it's everything that you like about that scene. No
cool
doubt.
Cool deal.
Okay, timeout here from Tanterra Golf Club in North Tonawanda. When we come back, we'll tell you who's going to hoist their put on the green jacket on Sunday when we return here on Tee to Green with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us here on Tee to Green on WGR.
I think once you get yourself up there, you're playing well enough after day one that if you continue that good play, you should be up there for the rest of the tournament. I've always felt comfortable being up around the lead. It's a place that I'm thankfully quite familiar with and know how to deal with.
Rory McIlroy trying for the career Grand Slam. He's in position to do so going into the weekend. He is at 4 under par, 5 behind the leader. Patrick Reed, and Leishman will be in the final group today at 2:30. And then it'll be Stenson and McIlroy, followed then by, or before that, Spieth and Dustin Johnson. So just incredible groups here. And then even back beyond them, Justin Thomas is with Finau. Then you got Fowler, Oosthuizen, and Rose, Bubba Watson, all coming your way after that. So, I mean, the last 10 groups are going to be great here today to watch.
They're going off in twos,
and then if you
right?
want to watch yeah. early this morning on the featured groups, I saw this morning the two featured groups on Masters.com, Will Mickelson's group and Woods' group. So you can watch both of them here today.
Is GR going to have the radio coverage today?
Yes, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, okay.
GR has the coverage at 2, and then tomorrow the final round at 2 as well.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Don't forget Sabres pregame at 6, Kevin. I'll be previewing the final.
I'm going to apologize. I'm going to forget.
These guys will be like on hole 15 or 16.
Right.
I'm sure,
this is they're in Florida, right?
So you can have it out in the studio. All right,
yeah,
yes.
I mean.
That's right.
No offense.
No, Paul Hamilton will be carrying the pregame tonight. I'm telling him in advance.
Well,
I got to watch the last few holes. The
guy's taking the whole season off anyways, so good for him. Hey, by the way, did you see Rory McIlroy, who's just – he's a good guy. I enjoy in conversations with him after rounds. He's just very engaging and a polite young man. Did you see the guy who impersonates all the golfers? Did you see that on Twitter?
I saw that. I didn't click on it.
Was it good? It was good.
Yeah.
And his McIlroy is spot on. he's his Tiger Woods is great. And his Dustin Johnson was – it was amazing all the different impersonations this guy was able to do. It was really cool. Well done.
8:56 back here on Tee to Green. We're live at Tanterra Golf Club in North Tonawanda as we've got just a few minutes left.
I got a watch party tomorrow, by the way, right?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. If you're not a member, call Don. Maybe he'll sneak you in.
That's
okay?
right.
Don Schneider here. But no,
he just opened a can of worms.
No, they're going to open a can of beer, and
$1.50 pimento cheese. Sandwich.
Yes, no. Listen, if you wanted to test out what we're talking about here, and there'll be members here to watch this, and what a great place to watch it at.
Absolutely.
So
okay, let's see if we can pull this off here in 2 minutes here.
Sure,
Jeff,
we can.
Jeff, we'll start with you here. Who puts on the green jacket?
I'm going to say Rory. Yeah, I'm going to stick with my. I got lucky. He picked Mickelson. I'm going to say Rory. He's firing on all cylinders. He's freed up his putting stroke, and it seems to be working with Brad Faxon, I think, has helped him. And if he putts well, he'll manage himself. I think he's going to end up winning.
Kev?
You know, my pick was Mickelson there, and
he's tied for 46th.
Yeah, I know he is. I'm going to take Jordan Spieth.
Oh, good one.
I think Spieth comes back.
And he's worked on his mechanics in his putting. Different how, one guy has to get away from mechanics, one guy has to get back to his mechanics to putt well.
Well, I took Bubba Watson. He's 7 back, tied for 8th. I think that's just too much.
I agree.
I think, Now, Reed and Leishman, as we said, I mean, Leishman could. I don't think Reed
goes away, boys. I think Reed.
But you can
is,
see him shooting a 74 or something.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah. I think Reed's in one of the final
means,
two groups.
Which means Watson's going to have to shoot like a 67 or 8 today or something
he
like that.
He could, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Now, the weather today, as we said, it's going to be raining. I don't know if the winds will be. It didn't say anything about too severe winds, but I think it's McIlroy's time. I think he's going to get it. So, I mean, if I was going to switch from Bubba, I would switch to Roy.
Out of the guys within reach, there is not one player there that you'd be like,
Right. This is kind of a fluke,
the Danny Willen of it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, people might say Leishman, but if you say that, you haven't been paying attention over the last few years. This guy could play. He is a great player. Makes a ton of birdies.
Stenson, who hits the best 3-wood in the world, he's 4-back at -5.
The guy's a machine.
Yeah, he is a machine, too.
I never think of – and let's not forget Justin Thomas, by the way, who could go to one in the world with a win this week. He shot 5-under yesterday.
He's not afraid to go low, too. Yeah, he can he's comfortable in the lead as Rory McIlroy is.
Yeah, it's just – there's so many great names. It's going to be a fun weekend. So it's our – favorite weekend of watching golf all year.
Yeah, let's hope the weather cooperates and we can get to watch it come in tomorrow afternoon.
So actually, the temperatures are cooperating here in Western New York for us to just hunker down and watch.
Exactly.
Right?
In that sense, yes. Hey, before we go, I want to thank everybody here at Tantera, especially Don Schneider for coming in early and providing us the warm welcome here this morning. If you want to, again, hear more about their great summer membership preview with the no commitments and the no strings attached, you can sign up before July 15th. Give Don a call here, 694-0366, extension 105. And
I just tossed this in. The members, the membership participation events, I see it on Facebook all the time. The winter long, you guys had indoor cornhole, all the stuff that they did, I see on Don's Facebook page.
If you have kids, this is an awesome spot.
I mean, they really are engaged and do an awesome job. So.
Yeah, so thank you, Don, and we appreciate that. Part of the CBIG group, as we said, if you're a member here, you can also play Fox Valley and Briarwood. We'll lead off our May Tee to Green shows there. We'll be at Fox Valley on May 5th, Briarwood on May 12th. Next week, on April 14th, we'll be at East Aurora Country Club. So looking forward to being there next week, and we'll, of course, be recapping what went on the weekend here at the Masters. So,
Drew, get the course ready next week. We're playing after the show.
Drew Thompson better have it ready.
Yeah, he
will.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's good. Threaten the super.
That's right. Excellent. Thanks again to Don Schneider from Tantera and for PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, Derek Kramer, our great producer, back in our studios. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. Of course, we'll have it up on demand, WGR550.com, our entire show. And for all of you on Facebook, hello, thank you, goodbye. And for all of you on WGR, thanks for being with us. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.